Well, good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 2nd of May 2011. Well, last week was yet another unusual week, carrying on into this week, not least because it's the May bank holiday and it's not raining, which normally is on this particular bank holiday. In fact, it's a beautiful morning up here in Yorkshire, the wind's dropped, the skies are blue, the sun is out. But at the same time, of course, we need to think of those poor individuals in the southern US devastated by storms and tornadoes last week in what I think were reported to be the worst tornadoes for over 40 years. Last week, Kate and Will were happily married, an event that rather passed me by on the outside lane, I'm afraid. On Sunday, the Kirby 10K was run again here, successful as usual. I'm really sorry that I was unable to take part. But well done to the organisers as usual, and blessed with weather. There have been times when I've had to run it in the snow, I seem to recall. And then, of course, this morning we woke up to the news that Osama bin Laden is no more. And that's going to have reverberations, I suspect, around the world for some time to come. Last week, in economic terms, the key event was the US FOMC meeting and the first ever press conference given by the chair to explain its policy. In fact, the event dominated the week last week and eventually, I think, boosted markets as investors digested Ben Bernanke's comments, and I think they concluded that the US is going to retain a loose monetary policy for some time to come. So no rise in interest rates yet, and I think that probably applies to the UK as well. Particularly after figures released from both the UK and the US last week about first quarter GDP. As you all know, the US is up 0.4%, the UK up 0.5%, both annualised to give growth of 1.8% per annum. The US figures in particular gave rise to some concern that the US recovery is stuttering. And so it was a bit of a rocky week on the markets last week. But most equity indices ended up for the week, the month and the year. For the last week we saw Japan up around 1.5%. Far East was a bit mixed actually, with some good rises but some strong falls as well, and overall it was probably about neutral. Europe was up around 2%, as was the US, most of those gains coming towards the end of the week. So the bottom line, well, the data confirmed that the recovery is still weak, but on the upside I suppose is that in Western markets at least, I think we're going to see monetary policy staying loose for some time. Although inflation is still very present and is a problem, although bankers seem to think this is a blip, not a long-term trend, and are likely to be more concerned about growth than inflation. But we'll find out later on this week, particularly for the UK. In the US, certainly recovery seems to have slowed, but general consensus, it's probably a temporary blip caused by severe winter weather and a late Easter, and looking at the March leading indicators, these are much better than the start of the year and indicate that momentum will return to the US economy during the summer. Even so, the risks are still there, and in the current economic environment it is important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against those macroeconomic risks. What's happening this week? Market moving events. Both the UK and the EU central banks meet this week. And although it's unlikely that we're going to see policy changes, it's the comments that come out from them that will be important. In the UK, we see the Purchasing Managers Index on Tuesday and Producer Price Index on Friday, both which could have quite an impact on markets. And on Friday, we see the US employment situation, which, as usual, we looked at in some detail. Yeah, here at Planning for Life, we'll try and wend our way back to work as usual this week. And got some reasonable work time in between now and the next bank holiday and half term. So that's it from me. Thank you very much for listening, and please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. You should contact Planning for Life on 01439770105 or through our website or your professional advisors before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Thank you very much indeed. I look forward to talking to you again next week. Goodbye.